Tell us why you're actually here. What does that mean?
Yes, Talru has shown success across many industries and verticals, such as healthcare, restaurant, retail, financial services, and more, helping these companies attract and hire talent. Talru are now launching their latest vertical, the pirate vertical.
Genius.
That's what we heard.
I'm here to help train their customer team on how to best engage with pirate captains and recruiters who need hires. This is to ensure that these employers know that Talru gets them.
What is your background?
Well, I have been a dialect coach for about 15 years now. I used to be the kid that was always doing voices and impressions, and once I got the linguistics part, that was the last piece. I knew that I could do these voices, but with linguistics, I could show people how to do these voices, these different sound changes with accents. I believe tremendously in the power of connection. And especially in this recruiting market, you want someone that speaks your language. All industries have their own jargon, and pirate is no different. So I'm just trying to instill these language techniques, these sound changes, so the pirates can understand that we're part of their tribe at Talru. We get them.
Why is it important to train Talru employees?
Well, pirate captains have long been shunned in modern Western society. They have
disgraceful,
questionable morals, poor hygiene. Their social media shows this materialistic obsession with treasure. But I've seen that Talru really understands them and the uniqueness of their hiring needs. So they're taking this extra step regarding speech and culture. And Talru wants to ensure that pirate ship captains, fleet commanders, their whole industry feels very comfortable and at home dealing with Talru's customer team.
Pirates are people too, Jordan.
Of course. Of course. They may not have all the limbs, but they're still people.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
Or the teeth. No, it's a very tough.
Or the ears. Yeah.
It's almost a humanitarian journey that you're taking.
Pirates need jobs too. And this is the place to find them. There's some real talent out there, like legendary Blackbeard level talent. And, you know, speaking to Thad's point about the it's a niche attraction, right? Well, a niche client attraction.
I've heard some great pirate talent has actually gone off into other industries, working at Macy's.
Of course.
And I mean, so
there's a lot of pirates that sail to better seas, as it were. But it's a hazardous profession. But I mean, if there's a better job, you know, they jump ship and they go. So we're here to attract the best talent that we can get.
How do you deal with the various dialects of, say, a pirate in the Indian Ocean versus the Pacific?
Oh, sure. The oceans vary, right? The further away you are, it's going to sound different than... And your ports of call have to do, right? So if you're interacting with people, mm-hmm. right, using different words for gold and doubloons might be different than fishing words, et cetera. You know? So the Indian Ocean is going to sound much different than Pacific, right? Caribbean Sea even, right? It depends on what you're trading, really. So you want to be specific enough to really pare down what targeted job you're looking for.
Are you doing any parrot training for pirates who really love their parrot and want to let them be an agent almost?
I'll tell you, parrots are my favorite. They're great mimics, right? So they just repeat everything on the first try generally. But the more you know, just like humans, you know, the more you talk at them, they'll get it, they'll repeat, right? They'll sometimes the first, you might need a little tweaking that first time, but they'll get it.
So, Jordan, how have the Talru employees actually taken to the training? Because, I mean, this is different training.
Sure.
So, I mean, how have they been doing?
Yeah, they've never seen anything like this before, but they were very quick learners, right? We had a nice session with the whole team, and we were teaching them everything from words to stay away from. You know, there's certain insults that you really don't want to be throwing around.
What are some of those?
Well, you know, every pirate loves the sea, so you wouldn't want to call him a landlubber. Right? Like, that's like a rookie, right? There's, you know, this famous joke, what do you call a pirate with two eyes and two legs? A rookie, right? Obviously doesn't have that much experience on a ship.
Nice.
Scallywags, right? You don't ever want to call a pirate that. You know, bilge rat, because that's the bottom of the ship, right? You belong on the bottom of the ship.
Barnacle, I hear, is a bad one.
Barnacles are on the sides of the ship, right? So brush me barnacles, like, oh, whoa, slow down there. But yeah, they've been taking very well.
It's a little abrasive, yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, that was actually a punishment.
Jordan, what's your first example of one of your different
raspy.
Pilots.
Raspy is one of the
you
more
like
popular
raspy?
Ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's okay.
get
okay.
Let's get rasp. Rasp to your voice, right? Uh-huh. That's something that can eat. So if you were to say like,
Talru with a partner, what makes us a force on the high seas. That's the most famous one, right? They be delivering quality hires, less scurvy, and nobody be touching their candidate to higher rates.
Very nice. So
I thought there was a real raspy pirate in the
book. Yeah, I closed my
that's
eyes.
That's the most famous
I closed
one.
My
we
eyes.
We all know that.
It was
frightening.
Yeah, it was horrible. So, okay, that's one.
Yeah.
Now, what's a different one? Something
sure.
that's entirely different than the raspy kind
of. So, yeah, I mean, if you take away the rasp, right, you can still have that same kind of accent, but they've been at sea for a while, right? So,
I be loving Talru. They be staffing me for years now with crew of the highest caliber. And I mean crew that be ready to set sail, not some landlubber who be uploading his resume years ago.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.